From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Thai authorities searching for suspects in Monday's deadly Bangkok bombing. Thai authorities say they're looking for accomplices of the chief suspect in that Hindu shrine explosion late Monday that killed at least 22 people. The man was identified on closed-circuit television with a backpack. More than 120 were wounded. A second blast Tuesday caused no casualties. Among the dead from Monday's blast, several Asian tourists, Chris and Julie Harris, are visiting Thailand from Britain.
A little bit scary. Obviously, two bombs in 2 days, and we're going to move on to Chiang Mai, where it's a bit quieter.
Get out of Bangkok, really, because, you know, everywhere you go, you just don't know, you know, what's around.
The government says the blast near the Erawan Hindu shrine Monday was aimed at crippling the economy. There's been no claim of responsibility. South Sudan's government says it needs 2 weeks to consider a proposed peace agreement with rebels that President Salva Kiir declined to sign Monday in Ethiopia. Foreign Minister Barnabas Mario Benjamin told VOA the document presented reflected no changes from a previous deal the government insisted must be amended.
The document that they said was actually the final agreement on the peace process between the government and the other various opposition groups was the right document, and we felt no. In fact, it was the same document that was presented last time. We shared with our citizens here in the country, various government institutions, civil society organizations, and political parties. And they had recommended that certain changes had to be made.
He says the government will begin talks Wednesday with non-governmental groups, political parties, and other stakeholders to determine how to best move the peace process forward. The U.S. Tuesday said it's disappointed the Juba government didn't sign. This is VOA News. Another well-known Senate Democrat says he'll vote against the Iran nuclear deal. New Jersey's Robert Menendez saying in a speech Tuesday he believes the agreement will leave Tehran with what he calls the core element of a robust nuclear infrastructure.
President Obama continues to erroneously say that this agreement permanently stops Iran from having a nuclear bomb. Let's be clear. What the agreement does is to recommit Iran not to pursue a nuclear bomb, a promise they have already violated in the past. It recommits them to the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, an agreement they have already violated in the past. It commits them to a new Security Council resolution outlining their obligations, but they have violated those in the past as well.
Two other Senate Democrats, Jack Reed and Sheldon Whitehouse of Rhode Island, announced they'll vote for the agreement. The European Union border agency Frontex Tuesday said a record 107,500 migrants crossed EU borders in July, eclipsing the 70,000 made the journey in June, many of them aboard unseaworthy vessels on the Mediterranean. In the first 7 months of the year, Frontex said nearly 340,000 migrants reached European shores. Meanwhile, the UN has told Greece it must show more leadership in tackling the escalating migrant crisis. William Spindler is with the UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR.
For months, UNHCR has been warning of a mounting refugee crisis on the Greek islands. The reception infrastructure, services, and registration procedures, both on the islands and on the mainland, need to be strengthened urgently.
He said the number of refugee arrivals in Greece has now reached the 160,000 mark. In Mali Tuesday, UN peacekeepers established a security zone around the northern town of Kidal, trying to quell fighting between rival groups that threatens a June peace deal. 3 days of clashes between Tuareg separatists and pro-government militia known as the Platform Coalition. Tuareg official Mohamed Agh Ghali says the UN mission MINUSMA's decision isn't necessary. He says the peacekeepers are really needed in other villages where civilians, he says, are suffering from the presence of the army and militia. Niger was set to host reconciliation talks between the militia groups Wednesday. The discussions were canceled after representatives of both sides failed to show up. In Zimbabwe, property owner Honest Ndlovu has been charged with allowing an illegal hunt on his property in the case of an American dentist who killed a well-known rare black-maned lion named Cecil. Ndlovu's property is near the Hwange National Park. He allowed Walter Palmer to hunt and kill the lion there. He faces a 1-year prison term and a fine. Zimbabwe has tightened hunting regulations for lion, elephants, and leopards since the killing. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.